Today's daf is Nedarim, daf Samach Aleph, and we are on Samach Amud Beis, the third to last line. Again, keep in mind on Tisha B'Av, everyone is encouraged to look at the OU.org website and join Rabbi Weil, who will be going through all the keynotes, B'ez Hashem, for the last time that we need to have Tisha B'Av. But anyway, that'll be Tisha B'Av. And the next couple of days will be uploaded from the last cycle, from Shabbos and Tisha B'Av, and Me'ez Hashem will continue after that at the beginning of the next parak. Okay, we will start now. Samach Amud Beis, third to last line. Amar Rav Ashi. So we are in the sugyas of years, shana, or yom, day. Meaning, if I say today, so we know that neder means just today until tonight. If I say eight, a day, yom echad, so then, yom echad means one day, one 24-hour period, and the same would apply for shana or hashana, v'chulu. But now the Gemara asks, what about if I just say a day, not today, and not for one day, but I just say, the Gemara asks, yom, what is the halacha? So we try to bring it a raya from our Mishnah, which didn't work. So we try to bring a raya then from a different Mishnah. Amar Rav Ashi, third to last line, says Rav Ashi, Tashma, konam yayin she'ani toim hashana. If someone says, a Mishnah later on, that the wine is usher, that I'm not allowed to have it, hashana, which sounds like this year, Nis Abra Hashana Aser Ba'obi Bura. So then if we spoke about this a little bit yesterday, if the year gets an extra month added onto it, so one is Aser both in the year and even in the extra month, Ubi Ibura. Right, that's the both of them. So the Gemara and the Ron explains, second to last line, Nirali Durabusa, de Mitzar Bi Ibura, Lenoder Mitchilas Hashana Itzrich. The chiddush is that you made a neder from the beginning of the year, and you are also even in the extra month. That is the chiddush. The sal kadai techamina de lo litzar on the bottom. The ran ella b'shnei maser chodesh karova shanim. You might think that when you say this year, it just means the year like a normal year, 12 months. Kamash malan de mitzvah b'shlosh esrei. The chiddush is that even the 13th month, one would be Asr. Let's continue for a moment back in the Gemara. Hey Chidami, what exactly is the case of that Mishnah where it says that if I say Hashanah, so then the extra month that's added on after my neder is included. Say Chidami, Ilei Mekediktani, if it's as it is written, I say this year, Salam Ali Lameimra, then what's the Chiddush? It's Pashut, the Ron explains, it's Pashut, that I'm going to go all the way from wherever I am standing now until Rosh Hashanah. And if there is an extra Adar along the way, so that's included. It's obvious, top line in the Ron, Pshita, the Hashanah ad Rosh Hashanah mashma. Hashanah means until Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't matter how many months there are until Rosh Hashanah. So El Olav, what must be the Mishnah talking about? El Olav Dam Rosh Hashanah. If you say this year, that'll be obvious. So it must be talking about our question that you said year. A year. You didn't say Hashanah this year, but you said a year, Shana. And the Mishnah is Lav Dafka in the wording. So Alma, Shana, Kashana Dami. And if that's what the Mishnah means, so then the Mishnah is telling us that Shana has the halachic status of Hashanah. Day is as if you said this year, as if you said this year. And if you say that, the Yom Nami, Kayom Dine. And also if you say day, it would have the same status as if you said today. So isn't that a raya from the Mishnah later on? So the Gemara says, lo, maybe not. Lo olam da'amar hashana. Really, the Mishnah is that you said this year. And isn't that obvious that it goes to Rosh Hashanah? No. Umau detema halachach arof shashanim v'lo ispu ibur. As the Ron quoted, you might say that, no, you go after Rove of the years. Rove of the years has 12 months. So too, that is what you meant. V'lo isfahu ibur, and you don't include the extra month of ibur inside in the neder. Kamash malan, we do. Kamash malan, we do include that in the neder. Stop there for a moment, a couple of points. Number one, if you look in the Ron on that tap line where the Ron explains the question of, it's obvious that the word Hashanah includes, it's all Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't matter how many months there are. So the Gilyan Hashasir says, look in the Radak in your Miyahu. That's already a Musar Haskel. The Gilyan Hashas is not just quoting Gemaras and Tosis all over Shas, but he's quoting Radaks in your Miyahu. That's also a part of Kol HaTorah Kula, and we have a Chiyuv to learn that too. So the Radak in your Miyahu, it is the last Pasuk in Perachav Ches and Sefer Yirmiyahu. What is that talking about? That's talking about in Yonah Dioma. It's talking about Yirmiyahu forecasting the Churban HaBayis as he did so often, and Am Yisrael getting very upset at what he is, at what he is doing. And Perek Chaf Ches is all about a Navi Sheker. There were a lot of Navi'e Sheker at that time, tried to tell Klai Yisrael, don't worry about it, Yirmiyahu's making up. There was one now called Hananya ben Azur, Hanavi. Hananya ben Azur, after Yirmiyahu, this is before the Churban, right in the days of Sidkiyahu, the last king of Yehuda. So, says the Navi, in the name, the Hananya ben Azur gets up in front of the Kohanim in the Am and says, Komar Hashem Tzvakos, Elokei Yisrael, Lemar Shavarti es Ol Melech Bavel. I'm going to break the the burden of Melech Bavel, don't worry, Ba'och Nasayim Yamim, right, very soon, another 2 years, and he may shiv El HaMakom Hazeh, as Kol Klei Beis Hashem, everything's going to be fine, Asher Lokach Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, Min HaMakom Hazeh, Ve'evi'im Bavel, Ves Yechanya Ben Yoyakim, Melech Yehuda, Yechanya, and all the Galus Yehuda, Habam Bavela, and he may shiv El HaMakom Hazeh, Nu Mashem, Galus Yechanya, the earlier Galus, I will return them, Ki Eshbar is O Melech Bavel. So if you hear something's not going to be so bad, so then, you're not going to try to do tshuva, and you're not going to think that the state that you're in is so terrible. Yirmiyahu keeps saying, you have to do tshuva, you have to do tshuva, and on Nevi'e Sheker, including here, Hananya, ben Azor. So, he is convincing them to be complacent, and convincing them to not have to work on themselves. And Yirmiyahu Anavi, Yirmiyahu says to Hananya, Le'eni Akonim, Ule'eni Kalam, again, in front of everyone who's standing there. But Yirmiyahu Anavi, Amen, Ken Yasa Hashem. Halavai, Yokem Hashem Mitzvarech Asher Nibesa, Lashiv Klei Beis Hashem. Halavai, that should be true, but you know what? It's not going to happen. Achshvana hadavar hazeh anochi dover baznecha. But listen to what I'm telling you. Hanaviim asher hayu lefanai lefanecha min haolam vayinavu el haratzos rabos amamachos gedolos and all those that told about all the things. Hanaver sheinavei l'shalom bevod dvar navi yivada navi asher shloch Hashem emes. If somebody says something good is going to happen, then they'll realize he's a navi emes. But if not, they're going to realize he's an Avi Sheker. Then Hananya takes a stick and breaks it on Yirmiyahu's back, and he says they're going to break the burden above El. So he keeps saying, Halavai, but it's not going to happen. Hashem says, if you don't subjugate yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you are not going to be successful, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to listen to you. And then at the end of that parak, that's where we're going. Then to that parak, Yirmiyahu again says to Hananya, Shmana Hananya, Lo Shlachacha Hashem, you are false, Hashem did not send you. Vatoef Taklis Ha'amazel Sheker, you're lying to them. He says this in front of all of them. Lachain Ko Amar Hashem, Hinini Mishalecha Chami Alpere Adama, before the Bnei Yisrael is sent to Galus, you will be sent off of this earth. Hashana Atames, Kisara Dibarta El Hashem. Hashana, there's the word, that's what the Gilead Hashas is quoting here, this pasuk. What is the Yirmiyahu saying to him, Hananya, that this year he will die, Vayamas Hananya Navi Bashana Hahi, and he died that year, Bachodesh Hashvi'i, in the seventh month. So what does Hashana mean? So if you look in the Radak, what does he say on that pasuk? Pershu Chazal, Vayamas Bachodesh Hashvi'i, Shana Acheres Haisa. Says the Radak, it's Shana Acheres. It was the following year that he died. Aye, what do you mean? It says Hashana, this year. Doesn't our Gemara say, doesn't the Ran say Hashana is obviously up until Rosh Hashanah? So what does it mean that he's going to die this year to Shana Acheres? V'yatamart kein, elo melameit shemeis be'erev Rosh Hashanah. V'tzivaz banav es b'nei beso shel yotzi'uhu achar Rosh Hashanah, k'dei lasos nevuas Yirmiyahu sheker. He died when? Erev Rosh Hashanah. But he felt he was going to die. He told his family, even on the deathbed, he was nervous about his covet, and he was worried. He says, don't take me out until after Rosh Hashanah. So everybody thinks I died that year, and they'll think Yirmiyahu was, what he said was false. He said I was going to die this year. But if you wait to bury me until afterwards, the people will think I've died then, so then everybody will think that Yirmiyahu was wrong. V'cher Targum Yonasan, U'mis Hananya, Hanavi Sheker, B'shasa Hahi, V'iskaver B'yarcha Shvi'a'a. And he was buried, what's the seventh month? Seventh month is Tishrei. And then he says, you don't even have to say this. within a year of this nevuah. V'chein amru chazal l'enyin nedarim. Hamudra namechaveiro l'shana. Mona yud beis chadashim yom liyom. You count 12 months if you say a year. V'im amru l'shana zu. Afilo lo amad ela b'chavtes be'elo. Kivit shigia echad b'tishri. Also l'shana. If he says this year, then it has to be until the end of the year. So what does hashana mean? That's the Radak says. Hashana, the shana achas. A year, this year, those are the 2 days in the Radak that the Gilui Hashas quotes relating to our Gemara. Okay, that gets us started in the sources. We have Radak on Sefer Yirmiyahu. A couple of other points though, but now back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, isn't that Mishnah Raya? Because that's be talking about day or year. So the Gemara says, no, maybe it's talking about this year, and the Chiddush is that you don't go like Rov Shanim, and you are not... you don't exclude the Shana Muberes, it is included, and that's why it is okay within the Neder. When we talk about Shana and Hashana, it's always nice to mention the thought of the Satmar Rebbe, where he says that the Pasuk says, Tamid Eini Hashem Alokach Abba, Hashem's eyes are always on Eretz Yisrael, Meireshis Hashana Ad Ach Rishana. So many say over this thought, Rosh Hashanah time, what does it mean? Why does it say in Sefer Dvarim, Meireshis Hashana Ad Achris Shana? The first word is Hashana, and the second one is Shana. Talking about our issues here. So he explains, Alderach Drush, that at the beginning of the year, many times we say that this is going to be the year. This is going to be the most amazing. We're going to do it this year. We're going to get better in this area and that area. I'm going to accept upon myself. We have Kabbalahs. It's this year, Meireshis Hashana. But often, at the end of the year, when we look back, and we look back at what we accomplished that year, it turns out to just have been Shana. It wasn't Hashana. It wasn't the year. It was just Shana, just another year. When is Mashiach going to come? When the Achris, when the end could be and mirrors the beginning, when it turns out that it wasn't just Shana, but it was really Hashana, even looking back, that is when Mashiach is going to come, when it turns out for Klal Yisrael that it was Hashana and not just Shana. If you look at some of the Achronim, it's an answer that we know, but the question has to be asked. So what's the Hava mean of the Gemara? Oh, you might think you go after the Rove, Kamashplan, you don't. Well, why don't you go after the Rove? Why don't you go after the Rove? Maybe Stama, that's what he meant. Go after the Rove. And who said that he was including the extra month in his Neder? Ask the Sefer Zaro Shel Avraham, quoted here in the Biuri Hadaf. Hare, Bechal Torah Kula, Ochanachar Rove, Madu Okanin, Ochanachar Rove. Why here would you not go after the Rove? So the Pashas answer is that, no. Rove years don't have an extra month. But what do people mean when they say this year? They mean it till Rosh Hashanah. Even if it includes an extra month. That's the simplest approach and answer. That it doesn't... It's not talking about halachic definitions. It's talking about what people mean. When people say it till Rosh Hashanah, they mean no matter how many months, it's till Rosh Hashanah. Right? Even though most years don't have an extra month. He answers based on the Ran and others, we had this earlier, that this is as the Gemara said earlier, Davar Sheish L'Matirin. But Davar Sheish L'Matirin, you don't always follow the Rov. The Gemara said earlier, you don't have Bittel, but he's expanding that, you don't even follow the Rov, and therefore, that's why one wouldn't go after the Rov in this regard. Okay, that is the, in terms of Rove. This question is not answered. The question of Shana or Yom. So the Ran just says you go to Chumrah. You have to go to Chumrah. You have to wait Meis La'Eis. You have to wait. If you just say day, you can't just be Mekel and say it means till the end of that day. You have to wait for the 24 hours because we're not sure what the halach is. Ibaya delo ifshita. Viter. Ibaya lahu. So we've spoken about almost every unit of time, days, weeks, months, and years, and Shemitah cycles. So let's do one more. Ibai Lahu, says the Gemara, Amar Yain Sh'ani Toeim Yovel. I'm not allowed to have wine, Yovel. Right, what does it mean? Yovel. The Ran says, right to the left right here, Hacha Ba'omer Yovel Ze Askinan. Talking about this Yovel. Right, I'm not allowed to have wine in this Yovel cycle. V'lo Dach Balishnei, says the Ran. It's not Meduyak, it doesn't mean Yovel. It means Hayovel this year. So my, what is the halacha if somebody says that? Meaning, which year is Yovel going? Right, we said, by the week, Shabbos goes in the previous one, and not in the following one. By Shemitah also, goes by the previous one, not the following one. Rosh Chodesh goes by the following one, not the previous one. So what about Yovel? which one does Yovel go in a neder. So my shnas aber yain shari tom yovel my shnas chamishim kilafnei chamishim okalacha chamishim. Does year 50 go like in the previous or in the following? That is the question. So Tashma says the Gemara as follows. By the way, what does the word yovel mean? Right, it's the 50th year halachically, but what does it mean in terms of the translation of the word? So this is a machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban on Yovel in Parshas Bahar in Perach Afei Pasuk Yud. The pasuk says Yovel he. Rashi says Shana Zu Nivdeles Mishar Hashanim. This year is separated from the other years. Benekivas Shmalavada with its own name. Uma Shma Yovel Shma. Why is it called Yovel? Al Shem Tekias Shofar. That's Rashi. Yovel is a lashon of shofar, right? Yovel he, that's Rashi says, that's connected to blowing the shofar. V'chein da, and the Ramban quotes Rashi, and then he says, V'chein da samefarshim, this is what the Radak also thinks, milashon bekeren hayovel. Right, you see a pasuk can say for Yehoshua, that Yovel is, it means a shofar. Shofaros hayovlim. Says the Ramban, I don't like it. V'eino mechuverli. I don't like that pshat of the word Yovel. Ba'avur tihielachem. Why? Ki matam sheyomer b'shana tkiya. Why does that capture the secret of the year? The year of blowing. The year of blowing shofar? Okay, so you blow it once on Yom Kippur. Every year you blow on Rosh Hashanah. So why should you call it Shana Tkiya, the year of the blowing? Right, that is, says the Ramban, I don't think that is what this pasuk means. V'ula yomar kasuv, yovel hi nekuba b'shem zeh. Shekarasi la v'tia lachem l'kolchem yedua b'tkia shetisku b'lahaskir and yana. Maybe it's just a reflection. It's not the year of the shofar, but it's the year that you blow the shofar to remind you of everything else that happens in Yovel. Maybe that's the significance of shofar, not per se, but for what it reminds you to do. L'haskir in yana shetashuvu ba ishal achuzaso v'ishal mishpachto, that everything goes back to its original owner and karka and avadim v'chein yovel hishnas achavishim shanati alachem shetia lachem shlo tizrov lo tiksiru. You're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to work the land. Maybe that's what it means. Says the Rabban, I'm still not happy. V'kolze einenu nachon be'inai. I still don't think that is what the word Yovel means in this regard. So he gives his own pshat. Ulefi daiti lo kara akas of Yovel al tkiya rak al hadror. Yovel means freedom. That's what it means. Kilo hiskir Hashem azeh b'kasuv harishon shenemar v'avar to shofar trua. That first pasuk does not mention Yovel because that's just talking about shofar. Aval amar ukrasim dror ba'aretz l'chol yoshveha sheyu. Kulam b'nei chorin ladur b'chol makam sheyirtzu. Dror is for the word dur. Can be free to live wherever they want. V'amar yovel hi. Sheba yuval kol ish el achuzaso ve'al mishpachto yoviluhu. Lohovil, yovel is to go back, to accompany each person back. Lohovil, to carry something, to bring something back. So everyone will be led back to their original state. Vel mishpachto yovilu raglav meirachok lagur, and they will go back to wherever their hometown is. Finish tamshu blasha zeh binyanim ravim, and then he quotes other psukim in Tanakh that water yuvalu hamayim v'natna haaretz yuvula v'en yibul b'kfanim. You have this word elsewhere. So machlokas Rashi and the Ramban, what exactly is the word yovel referring to? Doesn't mean shofar, it doesn't mean the freedom. So the Liberty Bell paskins like the Ramban, right? Because it's the focus of the, I don't know if you have to say that, but that's called freedom, declare freedom across the land, that's the emphasis of Yovel, and that is what the Ramban says, even the word Yovel means. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara's question is, what year is, which Yovel cycle is Yovel considered in? In the previous, with the previous or afterwards regarding the laws of Nedarim. So Tashma, the Tanya, Plukta, Rabbi Yehuda Barabana, so says the Gemara, maybe it's based on a Machlokas Tanoim about Yovel. A fundamental Machlokas, even though Nedarim go by Lashem Bnei Adam, we first try to say, maybe it's related to a fundamental machlokas about how to look at the Yovel year. What does the pasuk say? V'ki dashtem eshnas achamishim shana. You shall sanctify the 50th year. What does that mean? Shnas achamishim, what does sanctify mean? Sanctify always means with isurim, with ketushas karka, and Isurim on the Karka. So, Tanakama holds, Shnas HaChamishim HaTamoneh, V'iyat HaMoneh, Shnas HaChamishim V'achas. It's year 50, sanctified year 50, but not year 51. Meaning, Mikan Amru, Yovel Eina Olo Minyan Shavua. Yovel does not count for the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. Meaning there's a limbo year. After year 49, which is Shemitah, you have year 50, which is Yovel, and only after that, year 51 is year 1 of the next Shemitah cycle. Yovel doesn't count for both. You can't count Yovel for year 50 and year 1. There's 50 years. 50, 50, 50. There's not 49, 49, 49, 49. That is the sheet of the Rabbanan. The Yovel is not Ola Leminyan Shavua. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yovel Ola Leminyan Shavua. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, Yovel counts. Yovel, and there are 49-year cycles. It's just that the first year after every 7 cycles is the first year of the next Shemitah cycle, and it's a Yovel year. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Machlokes Tanom, fundamental machlokes. How do you view Yovel? Is it independent or not? So let's just continue the whole conversation, and then we'll talk all about this. Amru Lebez Hashem, Amru Lo Rabbi Yehuda. They said to Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean? How can you say that it counts in as year 1? How are you Omer? Sheishanim Tizras Adecha. It says 7 years you have to sow your field, and if you say that Yovel counts as year 1 of the next Shemitah cycle, so then how many years of work, of avoda, are there before the next Shemitah cycle? Only 5. Because year 1 is Yovel, the next year 2 through 6, which is 5 years, are years of avoda, and then Shemitah already. So you see, the pasuk doesn't fit. It says, and you won't have that. Says the Gemara, Amar Lahem, he answers them, L'divrechem, Ari Omer, 1 second. But according to your Pshat Rabbanan, who says that Yovel is a separate year, that you have Shemitah and Yovel, and then the year 1 of the Shemitah cycle, V'asas is a tool, L'shalosh HaShanim. The Pasuk says that there'll be a special bracha, that the 6th year of Shemitah, before the Yovel, is going to have enough produce for 3 years. Which years? The year itself, year 6, and then year 7 of Shemitah, and then you're telling me Yovel, which is that 3rd year, that's 3 years, but according to you, Harikan Arba, but you're going to need produce, not going to be able to plant till the following year. According to your Pshat, the Rabbanan, you're going to need another year's worth. It should be the promise of 4 years, not just 3 years. So, Ella, but what would you say? Rabbi Yehuda continues his answer. Ella Ikalok B'Mishar Shnei Shavua. Ah, so what are you going to tell me? That refers to the other cycles, not where you have a Yovel there. For most of the other ones, it has to serve for 3 years. So, Dili Nam Ikalok B'Mishar Shnei Shavua. I'll say that too. Most other cycles of Shemitah have 6 years before the Shemitah, and this one will only have 5 years before the Shemitah. So, the Gemara tries to suggest that it is a Machlokes Tanoim, about when do you count the Yovel year. Okay, a lot to talk about here regarding issues of Yovel. First of all, who do we paskin like? Machlokas Tanam, who do we paskin like? The Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan. The Rambam paskins that Yovel is not included in the year of Shemitah. It is a separate year, Perag Yud, Halacha Zion. The Rambam says, Shnas Yovel eino o in Hilcha Shemitah v'Yovel, Shnas Yovel eino ola miminyan shnei Shavua, Ela Shnas Teisha v'arbaim Shemitah, year 49 is Shemitah, v'shtas chamishim Yovel, v'shana achas, shas achas v'chamishim, tchilas sheishanim shal shavua, v'chein b'chol Yovel v'yovel, the Rambam says, it is not counted. That's the Rambam. Other Rishonim are so convinced, there's a Tosas of Rosh Hashanah, other Shitas that pass like Rabbi Yehuda, either way, Bizvan Hazeh, we definitely pass like Rabbi Yehuda, Bizvan Hazeh, we skip Yovel, because we don't have V.S. Kol Rova Yoshveh Aleha, as we'll talk about this in a minute, but that is why for sure, Bizman Hazeh, we don't count Yovels, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Once we're on the topic of Yovel, let's continue. The Rambam says, major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid in that same parak, in Hilchos Shvita V'Yovel and Parak Yud. Major machlokas, and it has a nafkamina, a ramification in terms of what year the Churban was, and the year after the Churban, was it 69, was it 70, looking in Chazal, looking in other historical books, major machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ravid, when did they stop counting Yovels? That is the question, it's a historical machlokas. When did they stop counting Yovels? So, the Rambam says that it seems like, Nimseis Lamad, the Rambam does the entire calculation from Yetzias Mitzrayim, to Knisa La'aretz. Right, he goes through the whole calculation, including Yovels through the Churbanos. Right, that's the Rambam figures out. Umeim asay eschilu limnos. The Rambam says, when do they start counting Yovels? Me'achar arbasri and shvit of Yovel. Me'achar arbasri shana mishenichlusu la'aretz. From 14 years after they went in. Remember, only the mitzvah of challah started right when they went into Eretz Yisrael. Right when they crossed the Yarden, the Isurim started. Right, the Isur of Chadash started. They brought, as the Pesukim described, they brought from the new crop, and then they were able to eat the matzah. The month lasted till then. But when did the halachas of Shvita of Yovel? After 14 years. Shneamar sheishanim tizra sadecha v'sheishanim tizbar karmecha achi yekalecha ve'echad makir arzo. It has to be sadecha and karmecha. And until it was split up into the Shvatim, it wasn't considered that. V'sheva shanim asu b'kibush haaretz, v'sheva shanim b'chiluk, seven conquering and seven splitting up. Nimseis omer, that he works out, v'shash shalosh v'chamesh me'os v'alpayim, from year 2503, 2503, me Rosh Hashanah sha'achar molad Adam Harishon, from the Rosh Hashanah that Adam Harishon was born on. Right, the first day of creation. We know the Adam was created on day 6. Right, Chaf Ha'elah was Bria Sa'olam. So from that year, Shehi, Shana Shnia, Liyitzira, Hischilu Limnos, that's when they started to, well, it's the second year from Yitzira. Why? Because the creation started in the previous year, and Rosh Hashanah is already a new year. So even though you only had 5 days of the previous year, this is already considered the next year. Hischilu Limnos, that's when they started to count the years, and so in that year, in 2503, that's when they started to count Shemitahs and Yovels. And then the Rambam continues, Shiva Asar Yovel Moni Yisrov, Shokas Larsa Vashiyatsu, they counted 17 Yovels, just do the math, how long until David and Melech built the Beis Hamikdash, and then the 410, and then the 420, right, Vashana Shiyatsu, Bashachar Vabayisar Rishonim, Otsai Shviya Saisa, he goes through the whole math, come back and buy a sheni, and then Arba Meos for Ezra B'Shana Omeid, 420 years, V'Shana Shviyas B'Binyano, in the 7th year Ezra came back, U'Mishana Zu'Eschil Limnos B'Nyanachar, they started to count again, Shemitah and Yovel, etc. And then the Rambam says, Afal Pi, Shalo Hayasham Yovel, B'Bai Yasheni, Monin Hayu Osok De Lakadi Shmitos. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. Even though halachas of Yovel didn't apply, why? Let's mention it now. The Gemara says in Maseches Arachin that for Yovel you need all the Shvatim in their proper places. And by Bayesheni you didn't have that. Most of Am Yisrael didn't come back. The same mistake that people made throughout history. Hashem got very upset and Ezra got very upset. Why didn't you go back to Eretz Yisrael? So the Rambam says they didn't come back. The laws of Yovel did not apply, but they counted a Yovel year for Shemitah purposes. So that is all the Shita of the Rambam. But then the Rambam says, even though I think this is right, this is not what the general minhag is. Aval kol ha-ga'onim amru, sham misores hi bideyam ish mipi'ish, shalomanu bos ha-shivim shana, shemitachum and bayis rishalim, b'di bayis sheni, the 70 years in between and afterwards, they did not count Yovels. El shmitos bilvad, below Yovel. V'chein, mishacharav ba'achrona, lo manu sh'azach ha-mishim el ha-sheva sheva bilvan, mitzchila sh'azach urban, v'chein olam mitalman avodazark, v'cheshbon zeh shu kabbalah. Even though I think the previous sheet is more correct, the Rambam says, but this is the Mesorah, and this is what we do. Ushtas ha-shmita, yidu ahim, v'forsam ha-seitz la-ga'onim, v'yachi Eretz Yisrael, v'kulin lo manu el ha-shdei ha-churban, mashlichin osan sheva sheva, only 777. And the Rambam here jumps and he says, no, I think the Ga'onim are wrong, I think the first sheet is right. Which some say, in a somewhat of a humorous comment, the only time when the Rambam does not pass like the Rambam, and the Ravid passes like the Rambam. The Rambam here passes like the Gaonim, and the Ravid passes like the Rambam, whether Yovel is counted, was counted in all of those years. Fascinating, that's in Hilchos Shemitah in Perek Yud. And regarding this, just to make one more comment about Shemitah and Yovel, and that is the thought of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim writes, in Perek Yud, Halacha Ches, in Hilchos Shemitah of Yovel, that there is a difference between two terms that sometimes are looked at as one and the same. There's one term that's called, in the Gemara, Bias Kolchem. Bias Kolchem means everybody has to come to Eretz Yisrael let me backtrack for a second. These terms are used in regard to the mitzvahs Hatzlius Ba'aretz, whether some of them are Daraisa, some of them are Darabanan. Two terms. One is called Bias Kolchem, one is called Kol Yoshveh Aleha. The Gemara in Arachin uses Kol Yoshveh Aleha, and that's why the Gemara says once the Shvatim, the earlier Galus, wet left with Yechanya, Vechulu, and the Cheresh and the Masker, was no more Yovel Da'araisa. But you also have a term used by some of the other mitzvahs Atzlius Ba'aretz of Bias Kulchem. Everyone coming, Bias Kulchem. So says Reb Chaim, without getting into the details of which one applies to which one. V'dehach dina de Bias Kulchem, lo dummy, lahach dina de kol yoshveh aleha. They're not the same, says Reb Chaim. The Tali says, de mevur besugya ba'archan daf lamed beis. Sheveinu lamala, when it comes to halacha of kol yoshveh aleha, the Tali rak b'shasa yovel atzmo b'shaito imhayu oz kol yoshveh aleha imlo. Yovel goes by kol yoshveh aleha, that's a reality. Are most B'nai Yisrael, are their inhabitants in Eretz Yisrael, and most assume in their proper places. Which means even if Bizman Hazeh, Baruch Hashem, most Jews are, the majority of Jews are already or soon to be in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't mean that some of the mitzvot are going to become the Arais of Bizman Hazeh. Why, I don't you have Kol Yashreno, you also need them in their proper Shevet. And if you don't have them in their proper Shevet, so then it doesn't help that they're all in Eretz Yisrael. In terms of these halachas, obviously it helps for the mitzvah of Yeshiva Haaretz. Aval lokin achdina de Bias Kulchem. Rav Chaim says that's not the halacha of Bias Kulchem. Bias Kulchem isn't a present reality. Bias Kulchem is a t'nai in the Bia itself. When B'nai Yisrael came, did they have Bias Kulchem at that original entrance or not? That's what it sounds like from the words. Bias Kulchem. Ikaruhu al shas Bia v'Yerusha. De'azu d'tzarach she'yeh Bias Kulchem. That's what's required. It's not just stop. You look at Kol Yoshveh Aleha. And if that's true, so then it's not going to change until Mashiach comes. V'nira od mizeh, de'be'emes achdina de'bias kochem u'zeh din shechayel be'ikr ha'yerusha v'akidush. De'rak be'yerusha ki hai she'yesh be'bias kochem hu de'mischayvim b'tshumus u'maisos v'shmita v'yovel. U'b'chazer bias kulam mikri od lo nigmar etzem ha'yerusha v'akidush l'nichiyuvat b'tshumus u'maisos v'shmita v'yovelos. There's a din in the hakdasha. Not it didn't just the reality whether Memela gets Kedusha. Vaviza Chisaron be'etzem ha'aretz. The less ba'od chiyuva chumas ha'maisas v'shmidas v'yovlos. To be Yerusha v'nimsa, the Yerusha shniya, the lo nagu yovlos v'mitrei tami. So Yovel has both of these elements relate to it. Says Reb Chaim, the reason that there's no Yovel d'araisa is for two reasons. Chada mishum de lo hayu kol yoshveh aleha. V'zehu rach chisaron b'nehigas v'kiyim ha'yovel. That's just a present reality. V'od mishum de lo haisa b'yas kulam. Ta'avizeh v'chisaron be'etzem ha'aretz. Be'ikr din Yerushasa v'kdushasa. De'michzar ba'od chiyuva di'yovlos. And he continues with other nafkaminas between those two principles. But whenever one talks about Shemitah and Yovel, one needs to mention those ideas. One final point. And then we get to the two dots on the bottom here. One final point related to the question now of the Gemara. The Gemara said that why is it the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not true, sheish shanim tizra sadecha, but it's not going to be sheish. So he says back, it's also not going to be, it's not going to work. Ask the Chasam Sofer right here on our Gemara. Why does the Gemara only bother by the cases of Shemitah and the years leading up? So what about Shabbos right after Yom Kippur right after Shabbos? What about when you have those 2 days, right? Sheish Shanim Yavod, you have to work for 6 days, but if you have Yom Kippur, so you're not going to work. So why isn't that a problem, right? If you have issues of taking Psukim literally, so this also is not going to be taken literally. Ask the Chasam Sofer. Madu Allah Hikshu came, but call Shabbos, Acha Yom Kippur. Right, every Shabbos after Yom Kippur, and the days that Yom Kippur could fall on a Friday. Shal Miskayim b'Shabbos, even if you say it never happened, but let's say the Shabbos, not Dafke after Yom Kippur, right after, but the week after. So Yom Kippur is on during the week. So that week, you didn't have Sheshes Yom in Tavod. Right, well, Sheshes Yom Tiasem Alachashim, Yom Kippur, Asur Basi Yisma Lacha, Veikan Alachamish. You want to say Yontif is not a problem, fine. Because Yontif has the heter of Ochel Nefesh, and that's called doing malacha, so fine. Even though we'll get back to that in a second. But Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, it has a fullness of malacha. So what's the difference? Says the Chasam Sofer that there's a difference. Because Shabbos, you have that formulated, but it could be that you could have a Shabbos without the days prior to it, of Avoda. Where did you ever have that? The first Shabbos in the history of the world. Sheshes Yamim Tavod, well we weren't Tavod the first day. We didn't exist. Right? Adam Rishon was created the day right on Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos. So you see from there that it's not that it is required to have 6 days of work beforehand. Shemitah, that you need. That's why Shemitah is the question, and not Shabbos, because Shemitah, you need those days. Shabbos, you didn't need those days. Some of the other Achronim ask even from Yontif. Or the Arachama asks even from Yontif, not just from Yom Kippur. So that issue might be because they might think that the Yontif doesn't really have an Isser Malacha either. Meaning we're saying that, oh, doesn't have a Heter Malacha. We say, oh, Yontif, you're allowed to. What do you mean you're allowed to? How do you look at Malacha Zochol Nefesh? That is a major Machlokas we've shown him. Whether we might call it Tutra Dechuya, right, we have, whatever you have, the context by Tumah, by Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, and you also have it by cooking, by Malacha on Yontif. Do we say it's Usser with a Heter? The Heter of Malacha Zochol Nefesh? It was Usser, but you're allowed to. Or do we say, no, it's something deeper. The Ramban in Parshas Emor has a Lashon that it's not even an issue of Hutra. It's even stronger than Hutra. What does Hutra mean? Dechuya means the Isra is still there, but it's pushed aside. What does Hutra mean? The Isra was there, but it is now pushed aside, and it's as if it doesn't exist. With an afgamina of, even if you can have a derech acheres, it is called Hutra. But the Ramban says in Parshas Emor that it wasn't even Hutra. It's even stronger than Hutra. It was never included in the Isser itself. Pirish Malacha Zavoda, says the Ramban in Parachov Gimel of Emor, Kol Malacha She'ein El Tzorech Ochol Nefesh. What's Usser on Yontif? Only Malacha Zavoda. Malacha Ochol Nefesh is not Malacha Zavoda. That's it. It's not even included. And the Mishalom given, Mashal Davar Dobedome, when you have Asi Dochalos, I say, let's say you have tzitzis and tchelas on the tzitzis, so then you can say, is that Hutra, is that Dechuya? But what if you're wearing two begadim that aren't shanas with each other? That's not Hutra. That's not even the Isser. You don't have the Isser of Kilayim at all. That's even better than Kilayim Betzitzis. Right? It's not even Isser at all. Or some say, Rav Shefter writes in Simit Tes and Eretz Tzvi, you have it by, quote, that example of Kilayim. We also have by Borer. Right? By Borer, we say there is Heterim of when you're allowed to be Borer. Ochel, Miyad, and beyond, the three tznaim of Borer that make it mutter. So why is that mutter if I do it like that? If I take the good from the bad for immediate consumption without a separating instrument, why is that mutter? So the Rishonim explain that's derech achila. Because that's considered eating. That's not considered separating. So what does that mean? Is it Isra Borer, but it's pushed aside with a heter? No. Pashas is that this is not called Borer. That's it. It's totally in a different world. Right, it's not called Borer. And that's how you could even have some Rishonim that extend it. Right? There are some Rishonim, the Rosh and the Rashba, the questions that the Poskim say, not to rely on Elach HaNechila, by some other Malachas, like by Tochein, by grinding. The Gemara only mentions Miyad by Borer. But there are some Rishonim extended to other Malachas. How could you extend it? The Gemara only says it by one Malacha. So again, if you say it's like even a Hutra, so then you might say it's limited, because the Isra exists, or at least existed. But if you say it's derech achila, and therefore it's not even called the Tzuras HaMalacha, so then maybe you could extend that even by other malachas. That's what the Ramban says by the Heter of Ochol Nefesh. It's not Dechuya, it's not even Hutra, but it is not Usser at all. Not Usser at all. So if you take that approach, then maybe that's why the Chasam Sofer only asks from Yom Kippur. Don't ask by Yatif, because Yatif, it's Mutter. It's Mutter Ochol Nefesh, right? And therefore, Malacha is mutter, so without a problem of having 6 days. But by maybe according to the other achronim or abadim, maybe they're going within the shita of the other ishonim that it is the chuya or at least just hutra. Viter says the Gemara, second to last line. Ana Pesach aser v'chulu. So the Mishnah had said if you use an ambiguous lashon, if you use the lashon of pnei, the end of the Mishnah, pnei Pesach, that's a machlokas. Reb Meir says it's aser until Pesach comes. Reb Yossi says no, through Pesach. Says the Gemara Lameimer, is this to say, Rameir says that if you use a lashon of that's ambiguous, lo ma'ayil inish nafshe, l'sveika, a person wouldn't willingly put themselves into a situation of suffix. So if you use a lashon, it must be you meant what's clear. So that's why Rabbi Meir says that you only have to you're only usher until Pesach. And Rabbi Yossi Savar Ma'ilanish Tanafti L'Sveika. Rabbi Yossi says the person wouldn't put himself into an issue of Sveika. Therefore, if he says Pnei, then we say it's usher throughout Pesach. Also, is that true for Amini? But then we learn from Maseches Kiddushim, Mishiyesh lo shtei kitei banos bishtei nashim, a person has two sets of daughters from two different wives, v'amar kidashti es biti agdola. He has four daughters, two older ones, two younger ones, v'amar, and he says, kidashti es biti agdola. I accepted Kiddushin on behalf of my daughter, Gedola. Veni Odan, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know what I had in mind originally. Which daughter did I have in mind? Three out of four of them, it could have been. What does it mean, Gedola? Im Gedola Shebekdola. Does it mean the oldest daughter? Meaning the older daughter in the older pair? Im Gedola Shebektanos. Or does it mean the older one of the younger pair? Because that's older than the youngest one. Or does it mean the younger one of the older one who is older than the other ones? Vim Gtana Shebekdolos. She Gedola Menagdola Shebektanos. Kulan Asuros, they're all Asur, Div Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says they're all Asur, Chutz Benaktana Shebektanos, except for the youngest one of the younger group. So that's Rebbe Meir. So what do you see from there? Rebbe Meir says they're all Asur, that a person is machnes themselves into a situation of Safek. Rebbe Yossi Omer, Kulan Mutaros, Chutz Benakdola Shebekdolos. Rebbe Yossi says, no, the opposite. They're all mother, except for the one that's clearly the most Gedola one. So isn't this the opposite of our shita? So Amar Bichanina Bar Avdimi Amar Rav Mochleves Hashita. Okay, switch the shita in our Mishnah, because the Brisa that we have, the Tosefta that we have, also has it in the other way. V'hatanya, doesn't the Tosefta say Zeh Klal Kol Shezmano Kavua, anything that has a specific time duration? V'Amar Ad Pinei, and it's Ad Pinei Remeir Omer Ad Sheyetze. Right, the opposite of our Mishnah, Rav Yossi Omer Ad Sheyagia, until it comes. Right, and the discussion in the Ran here, who do we paskin like? He quotes the Rambam and the Ramban, because you have Mochleves Ashita. So what exactly is the Maskan of the Gemara? So that is not so clear. So he quotes the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, says the Ran, you can just read it. Afilu Hachi, third line of the Ran, Kiva Dahak Sugya, Itzmira Besugya Dinidarim, Mashme Digal Mismach, Ilove Tfemia, He Sugya Dahasam. You go by the way it's formulated in Nidarim and not over there how it's switched. Va'oda Hatanya Kiach Sugya, Hudas Rabbeinu Moshe Bar Maimon. That's what the Rambam says, but the Ramban says, we pass it like the Sugya over there, Jelote, if you don't switch it, etc. Okay, Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. 2 points. Number one, what's the Svara for Lo Ma'ayil Inish Nafshi L'Sveika? Person doesn't put themselves into a situation of Safek. Sveikas are always very stringent and very chamur. If you look in the Sha'ar Mitzvah Balacha here, he quotes, Nira Hatam, Tkiva de Benidorm Hochanach, Lasha Bene Adam. Since by Nidorm we go after Lasha Bene Adam, the Hare Huba Atzmo, Kiva La Davarzeh, he was Makabal this Nether, Mistame La Rasi, the Ghani's Mesfakas. So Mistama, a person doesn't want to put themselves into a situation of Safek. Dizegorim Lo Bilbo Hadas, Umenias Simchas Halev. Because this causes a bilbul, right? People, we don't like it being in a situation of suffix. It's just not good for our nachas ruach, right? We see this in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Gimel, Shotimscha ishtacha suffix nida. The worst is to have one's wife be a suffix nida. Well, if somebody's a vada, if the wife is a vada nida, okay, a person knows my wife's off limits. But a suffix nida, I don't know. Is it really us or Brashi there in Sanhedrin? Bishashi Safik Nida Kasha Lo Yoser Minida Vadas. Shall Safik Hu Meitzar Va'omer Alchinam Hu Animonea. It's nothing. It's probably Mutter. It's much harder in the case of Safik. And he quotes the line of Ein Simcha Katara Sveikos. There's no greater Simcha than being Matir Sveikos. Where did that line come from? Where are the earliest sources for that line of Ein Simcha Katar Sveikas? So there are a couple of suggestions. The earliest one is probably the Mitzudas David. The Mitzudas David on Mishle. So today, two important comments in the Navi. We had one in Yirmiyahu before, but now we have a Pasuk in Mishle. The Pasuk in Mishle says in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Chaf, Pasuk Lamed. Tesvav Lamed, Ma'or Einayim Yisamach Lev. What does that mean? Ma'or Einayim, the lighting up of the eyes, Yisamach Lev, makes the heart happy. What does Ma'or Einayim mean? So Rashi says it means the Torah. Ma'or Einayim B'Torah Yisamach Lev, Sheshoalin Mimenu Davar V'Yodeh Malahashiv. He knows to answer. What's the answer? But if you look at the Mesudas David, Mesudas David says, Ma'or Einayim, Ha'aras Einayim, lighting up of the eyes, B'Davar HaMesupak, with something that you didn't know the answer to, Yisamach Lev. Ki ein ba'olam simcha, kataras asfekos. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Ma'ari Naim, Yisamach Lev. That is Shlomo HaMelech telling us, the earliest source of this concept. But we have it elsewhere also. If you look at the Prima Gadim in Yonah Dioma, Prima Gadim in Tav Kuf Nun Dalid on the Magen Avram. Hey, we know the Prima Gadim wrote two commentaries, one on the Magen Avram, one on the Taz, the Eshel Avram and the Mishpat Zozov. So if you look in the Eshel Avram on the Magen Avram, in Yonah Dioma, the Shulchan Aruch says that one is allowed to learn certain items on Tisha B'Av, Medrash Eicha, Elul Magalchin, the Pirush of Eicha Niyov, and then the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Bi She'oser L'Lomod Al Yidei Hirhur. What about learning other stuff by Hirhur, just by thinking about it? So, the Shulchan Aruch says, Aser, Aser L'Lomod Al Yidei Hirhur. Why? Says the Magen Avram. Even though here is usually not kedibur, shiny hacha, the ikar time of Yishim simcha. Here is different, because what's the ikar reason that you're not able to learn? It's because of the simcha that you get. Ubi hirur ikar simcha, and even by hirur you have simcha. And then he adds the comment that other achronim are not so sure about. Venirali, the behai taima, since the point is simcha, it could be that even learning the dvarim haraim in a way that gives you simcha with lamdas, so that also could be aser. Because the point is giving you simcha. Nearly, the behind time also low about aza drush or kushy of a teretz. I feel with drama roim. The beisha simcha ilo. The gamaso lahoros roim. All the chola tzorach achshav chulu. That's the Magen Avram, the chumra of learning something ba'amkus. Let's say somebody says, okay, I'll learn the Dvar Maroim, but I'll learn Hilchas in Yoni Avelus, and I'll learn Tisha B'Av, I'll learn it ba'amkus. So, some say that's mutter, because it's still Dvar Maroim. The Magen Avram says it's aser. Magen Avram says, because it still gives you simcha. Say, why does it give you such simcha? So here it is, here's the Eshel Avram. He says, Avagav de'amok v'chamer shari, even though, usually if you don't go more in depth, it would be give you a stronger feeling relating to the day. Still, avokushiv ateretz, figuring out a lumdus piece, simcha hilo, that gives you simcha. Kimamar achacham misha lotam simcha sataras asfekos lotam tam simcha meolam. There it is. He quotes the line because you're besimcha when you figure something out, and you have hataras asfekos. So that is why. Explaining the Magen Avram why it would be usher to learn it ba'amkos on Tishma. But again, there's a machlokas I post him about that. One final point before we do the Mishnah, that is the Makna. The Makna in Kiddushin on Samach Dalet, where this last point comes up, says about the women, about the they're all usher except for one, only one is usher. Why don't you just say you go after the Rove and ask the Makna, I'll read you the Lashon of the Makna. Again, it's here in Kiddushin, Samach Dalet says the Makne maduolo matir in kolachas mehen midin holach acha harov sheish litzlo shehi meharov shalom eskadshu. He was only mekadesh one woman, one of his daughters. So why don't we say most of them go after the rove and only one of them is going to be usher? So explain a couple of answers. Number one is one answer is that this isn't really rove. There's no mixture here. There is a mixture, but there's no mixture here. What does that mean? Says the Mordechai. The Mordechai in Maseches Chulin Tavshel Amud Zayin. It's also said by the Tosfos. We quoted this Tosfos months ago, years ago, I don't remember when. The Tosfos in Timur and Daf Lamed. It says the same thing. You don't say, Tosfos has a different question there. In Timur and Daf Lamed. Why don't you say every case of Breira is Batel? What's Breira? You have a mixture, and then something's inside. And why do you say in every case of Breira that you say it's all mutter, right? It's all mutter, says the, I'll read you the Lashon of Tosfos. He said, the Idach Lishkeru, Tosfos says, if we didn't find the Lashon, if not, we'll just continue. He said, why don't you just ask one line that I didn't say. Why don't, by every case of every mixture that we have, an Isser mixed into a Heter, take one out, say Brera, and then Memela, this is the one that was Usser. So what's the answer? Says the Mordechai, says Tosfos, you only could say bittel when you had something that was nikar originally as an isser and then it got mixed in. But if it never was nikar before it was in the taroves, then you don't say bittel. So by brera, in that case, it was never huvrar. So that's why you can't say brera in that case. Can't say it wasn't huvrar. Klal gadol did say devada called davar shuvrar b'ho isser mitchila v'achak lazari beheter lo samchin na brera kiven shetaru v'so haya beisser aval hani taru v'son beheter ki isser lo haya mavura called them taru v'so. It was never clear beforehand. See here too, there was never a time where there was one girl that was the isser one and then she got mixed up. Okay, there are other answers, but we'll leave it for now. Says the Mishnah, ada katsir ada batsir ada masik. If somebody says, I take a neder until the harvest. All of these are different harvests. Katsir is the wheat, and Batsir is the grapes. Masik is the olives. Eino Asir El Achi Yagia. It's only until that season. Zeaklau. Kol Shez Bada Kavua. And this is the rule. Kol Shez Bada Kavua. Anytime there's a duration of time for something. Like, specific duration of time. Like Pesach. Like, any type of, time period. Va'amar Achi Yagia. And you say that Asir Achi Yagia. It's Asir until it comes. Amar Achi Yihye. If you say Asir Achi Yihye, Asir Achi Yehsi, then it's through. And if there is no specific duration of time, it's like a season. It's only asr until it comes, because a person wouldn't want to put themselves into a situation where they don't even know how long it's going to be. Ad hakayitz, if somebody says until the harvest, until the fig harvest, ad sheyakayitz. So what does that mean? Until the am starts bringing in with the baskets, that's what it means. So that means until the maksos are folded up. All their maksos, that's a question. The Ran says it's the knives that are used, and the Rambam says it's the mats that are used to catch the figs. Either way, that's Ashiyavar. Tana, kalkala shamru, kalkala shal te'inim, lo kalkala shal anavim. The baskets of the Mishnah are referring to the figs and not to the grapes. Tanya, hanod b'peres ha-kayitz, eino asr ela b'te'enim. And then you see that from the Braisa. Kayitz means figs. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, no, anavim b'chlal te'enim. It's included. My time at the Tana Kama. Why does the Tana Kama say it's only figs? Kesavar te'enim mixasun b'yada, anavim lo mixasun b'yada. Figs are cut by hand, and that's why you would have used that lashon. Rav Shimon Gamliel Savar, no, anavim nami, ki miredidon mixasun b'yada. No, even grapes, when they are miredidon, which the Ran explains, kishe yavshu uksiyat te'enim, when the stems become dry, they're also cut by hand, and therefore they would be included in this. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Ben Hashem, and we will continue next time.